And we are back 33 minutes after 12 noon, 367-1240, our number. But come to think of it, Greg Martinez is on that line right now, a guy who has dabbled in a whole bunch of music in South Louisiana. Greg, how are you?
Good, but nobody knows me who you're talking about if you don't say Martinez.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say Martinez?
Yeah.
I thought maybe there was a little Latin influence. No, I'm kidding, of course.
I don't look the part too well. But anyway.
Greg, let's go back in time a little bit. Tell us a little bit about your music. I know you've been involved with many different aberrations of bands.
Yes. I've always been band leader. I've always had my own thing going. But, it's been a long, it's been 40-plus years, so, yeah. Had lots of players, lots of good times.
Tell us where we can find, because, again, within bands, I know you've played with the Boogie Kings. Tell us about some of the other bands you've worked with and some of your own music.
Well, back in the early 80s, I had a band called Kingfish. It was Greg Martinez and Kingfish Band. We were pretty popular in the Acadiana area for about 4 years. And then I left in 85 and began to tour the country with a band called The Heat, Greg Martinez. And did that for several years. And then I moved to Texas for 16 years and had a band called the Rolling Thunder Band. And then in 2010, well, I moved back here to Louisiana in 2006. And a few years later, I started up the Delta Kings, which was a kind of a spinoff of the Boogie Kings.
Gotcha.
And I like being a king, so.
There you go. I know you're going to be at our CD party, part of the Downtown Creative Market, on April 5th, a week from tomorrow. What are some of the things you're going to be bringing, hopefully folks buying and having you sign them?
Yeah, I'm going to bring my, I have a rack case I'll bring with probably four or five of the albums that I still sell today. So, including the last one, which came out in 2016, and it's still on a national chart as we speak, so it's still going strong.
Good.
That one's called Soul to the Bayou. So.
Gotcha. How much of your music is Louisiana influenced, or maybe more so, I know in some cases, R&B influenced?
Well, all of it is R&B influenced with Louisiana flavor. I was influenced by the great R&B artists like Sam Cooke and Al Green and Otis Redding and Marvin Gaye and the like. But my, it's like I tell young people today, we didn't have all these TV stations you have now, and we didn't even have MTV and VH1 where you could watch videos or see, if they didn't come to the Blackham Coliseum or somewhere close by, you didn't see the people you liked. So I never got to see any of those guys. But I got to go see G.G. Shin and T.K. Hewlett all the time. And those guys were as good as anybody in the country, and boy, I studied those guys.
No doubt TK is going to be here on April 5th as well.
Yeah, so I learned a lot from them, and which, there's the Louisiana influences, as well as others like Lil Bob and Big Luther Kent from New Orleans and Johnny Adams from New Orleans. Definitely had a lot of Louisiana R&B influences as well. And then, of course, like Warren Storm, the Swamp Pop thing was always prevalent as well.
Of course, Warren's going to be with us April 5th as well. Dropping a lot of good names for us here. Tell me, I saw on one bio of yours that you dabbled in contemporary Christian music for a while.
Yeah, when I moved to Texas, I did that for a few years, yeah.
It was something I was into in the 70s and 80s, and unfortunately, I found the intensity of the artist kind of wane a little bit, and it got a little bit too mellow for me. But I always appreciate some good contemporary Christian music.
Yeah. It was one of those things that, the message was great, and it was a good part of my life. But musically, it wasn't my style. When you get into that arena, everybody kind of tells you what you're supposed to be doing, and I didn't know what I was doing. So this is what you should be singing. This is what But as a few years went by, I began to say, okay, I'm comfortable enough in my own skin. I've been doing this long enough. I know what I'm doing. So I began to definitely lean back to the R&B style of what I always was comfortable doing. So
yeah, and I noticed in that industry, radio industry, contemporary Christian music, they stopped playing more edgier stuff.
Right, right. Yeah, and I used to do a lot of churches. I would travel. I've been all over the world doing that. I traveled a lot of different countries and as well as America, doing a lot of church concerts and all. But then they kind of cut all of that out. It kind of went by the wayside as things became more and more what's called praise and worship. And so they don't bring in singers like me anymore. So, but that's all. It was great. It was a great time. And things happen. You know, we have seasons in our lives, and that was one of them. So.
Understood. I also understand you spend some time at Donald Trump casinos in Atlantic City. What was that experience like?
Well, for you know, a boy from the Bayou who grew up on a farm, that was pretty incredible. I had been playing music in the Lafayette area, in Acadiana area, for 10 years. So at 28, I left, and I was traveling the country. But within 6 months, I was in Atlantic City, and Atlantic City was booming at the time. There were only two places to gamble in the country. Casino gambling was Atlantic City, New Jersey, and the state of Nevada. And Nevada, as we know, is in Vegas and Tahoe. That's all like in a desert, you know. Well, Atlantic City, there were 40 million people within a tank of gas of getting to Atlantic City back then. And so it was really rocking. And then Trump was had several casinos. And after a few nights there, his wife at the time, Ivana, was caught the show. She was sitting right in front of me, and the next day I got a call. Well, she wrote me a note, and I still have the note today. And she called the entertainment director, who called my manager, and I signed an exclusive agreement with Trump Properties, which meant I couldn't go to play at Harrah's or Caesars or any other casinos in Atlantic City or in Vegas. I was exclusive with, which was the thing to do at the time, because they were pretty hot. So yeah, and I did that for 4 years over there. So
yeah, I wondered if that pushed you into the Christian thing, if it was, you know, from one extreme to the other almost.
Yeah, well, the lifestyle that went along with what I was doing, you know, the lifestyle was not good. It was not good for family, for marriage, for anything like that. So I needed a good spiritual awakening. And so, like I said, I went through the season of the Christian music. But so what I call myself now is I don't do Christian music anymore, but I'm a Christian who sings rhythm and blues.
There you go.
And the Swamp Pop and the like. So.
Any upcoming gigs that you want to share with us?
My son and I, we do a duo, as well as the Delta Kings band. So we're our duo. We're going to be in Brobridge at Joie de Vie Cafe this Saturday from 6 to 9, and then the band cranks up again April the 7th. We're going to be at the Grouse Room in Lafayette, a beautiful room in right out there by River Ranch. We'll be there April 7th. The next day, April the 8th, we're going to be at Cushata Casino in Kinder on their Sunday. They have one Sunday a month where they have dances, and so we'll be on from like 3 to 7 on Sunday afternoon.
And, of course, April 5th, you're going to be here at the Kane Studios.
Yeah, and then, so, but before that, I'll be at in New Iberia for that.
Excellent.
And then the April 14th, we're in Natchitoches for the Natchitoches Jazz R&B Festival right on the Kane River. Beautiful event.
I did it
a few years ago.
Okay, yeah. Tell me a little bit about that event. I've never heard of it.
Oh, it's great. And I love Natchitoches. I love all the old towns and so it's one of my favorite places. So I think we played it in 2014, and we were on one of the side stages, but this time we're on the main stage, which they didn't have the festival last year because they were building a permanent stage with an amphitheater and all right on the Kane River. And so this year they have the new stage up and going, and we're going to be on that main stage on the Saturday, April 14th. And, the headliners that night, the Ohio Players and Starship.
Fantastic.
And it's a first-class deal. Yeah, really nice.
Good to hear. Again, April 5th, our CD signing party, part of the Downtown Creative Market. I'm not sure if you've been made aware. We're going to have about 700 to 800 tourists in town with Cycle Zydeco, so should be a good
time.
That's
what I heard, yeah.
Good time downtown, and again, Greg, appreciate you joining us. Anything else? Leave me your contact or website. How can folks find more about you?
GregMartinez.com, which Greg has two G's at the end of it. So it's GregMartinez.com. And my schedule's on there, and you can buy CDs on the website. And of course, I have a Facebook page with my name. And
Well, again, we look forward to seeing you a week from Thursday. Thanks so much for joining us today.
All right. Thanks for having me.